Okay, so let's get right to it. And we're doing Hilchos Maaso Matan. Sif Dalet. So, Misha Yesha Eze Dara Limper. Let's say somebody has something to sell. You're not allowed to beautify it in order to fool somebody. You're going to Hashkes Behema, Meisubin, to give an animal bran water, Shemanafchin, that will blow it up, Vizikfin Sariseh, will make its hair stand on end, Kadesha Terah Shemena. So it'll look fat, sort of like with the strimals, you know, when they comb the strimals up, that should look much bigger than they are. Let's buy a Kalim Yeshanim, or to color, to paint old Kalim, Kadesha Yisrael, Chadashim, they should look new, Vachalka Yotzi Vizeh, similar to things like that.
A car wash before you sell your car.
Right, so that's the thing. So am I not allowed to paint my apartment before I want to rent it out? Right, so that's what it sounds like. So that you're not allowed to rent your... So the Paiskim seem to say that if it's the normal thing, everybody understands that you freshly paint it. But you know that it's a used apartment. But if you paint it and you tell the guy that this is brand new construction and never lived in, that type of thing, meaning that's what you're making it look like, then that wouldn't be allowed. But just to make it look proper, that's fine. Right? You can't make it look brand new. Right? Like, what do they call it? The refurbished? It's a new name for refurbished, almost new or something. Whatever.
Certified. Certified.
Certified, right. Certified. It's all that. So you got to... You
can't...
You
it can't, does. It's just name is Das. That's what I'm saying.
Right. No, so that's what we're talking about. So you can't... You can't be selling. You got to tell people it's used. Once you're telling them it's used and you want to polish it up and make it look nice, that's fine. All right? Hey, you can't mix in some bad peiros into the nice peiros in order to sell them with a chazaka that they yofa, or to mix in bad drink with nice drink. But if you can recognize it in the taste, then you're allowed to mix it in, because the person is going to realize it. So if you're selling a bag of apples, you can't stick a few sour apples in the middle there. Right? So what does this mean also? So you are allowed to sell it to the person, and you figure, okay, if he tastes it, then he'll complain. No, you can't do that. Right? Meaning you can do it. You can't go putting it enough and say, oh, if he doesn't taste it, then I get away with it. No, that's not, it's not allowed. Right. But if, meaning you can mix it in and then the guy says, oh, then, or you tell him or whatever it is that, this is a bad mixture. Fine. Right, this is your standard trying to win customers over. A chenveni, a store owner, is allowed to give out nuts to kid children, in order that they're basically door prizes, in order that the kids should want to come buy from them. You're also allowed to drop your prices. This was very negaya last year to our community here, right? When the new grocery stores are opening up, you are allowed to drop your prices, so that people come to you. And the reason for that is because they could also drop their prices, meaning the other stores. And the people from the shuk cannot stop him. However, there's a big caveat to that, and that is you can't do it. You can't steal customers when they're already in the other person's store. Then it's already awesome. Meaning if a store owner looks outside and sees somebody going to the other store and he knows the guy's phone number and he calls him and says, hey, come to my store, I'll give you free candy. You're not, that's usur. It's only to try and win customers that are not yet in the stores. Zayin, let's say somebody weighs, right? Because back then everything was with weights and measurements. So if your weights or whatever it is that you're doing for to measure things out, to chaveroi, even to a guy, you are ivor alav, you should not do anything bad with measurements, weights, and mashura, and masura, I'm sorry, with volume. Baina shamidus wa mishkalas kosher ma'od, and the punishment is very bad. Shiyah shalabayde l'shaykel sheker. It's impossible, almost impossible, for somebody who measures and weighs falsely, lasha b'tshuva aguna, to do tshuva with a proper tshuva. She'ein yodea ma ulemi yashuv, because how do you know? You have tons of people coming in and out of your store. How are you supposed to know who you ripped off? B'avshei yasa tzorchi rama. Oh, we know that the rule is in Vayom Neroim, it says if you stole, you don't know who you stole from, so you do something for the public. Yes, that's true, but ein zois tshuva haguna, that is not a proper tshuva. It helps, but it doesn't, it's not a full tshuva. It's like a stopgap measure.
Speaking of which, you know, that thing that comes out by the Amnarayim with the, you don't know if you stole, you ribbis, whatever, give it to us and we mochel it.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about.
That's not Kaishim Yashir?
What?
What is that?
I have no idea. I don't know how it worked. I don't know what it was. I saw the advertisement.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know how they structured that whole thing. Fine. Ches. Ksiv la'yilcha b'kischa evan ve'evan g'day l'katana. In your wallet or your pocket, whatever it is, you shouldn't have a weight and a weight, like a stone and a stone, a large one and a small one. La'yilcha b'vescha efa ve'efa g'day l'katana. You shouldn't have it in your house. Two different measurements. Meaning the point is that when you're selling, you'll have a smaller measure, and when you're buying, you're gonna have a bigger one. And again, obviously, they're both marked the same. You're just, you know, you're cheating the system. Evan shleima v'tzedek yialoch, eifa shleima v'tzedek yialoch. Everything should be kosher. V'tevas b'kischa. What is the word b'kischa in your pocket or in your wallet? V'chein tevas b'veischa, and your house. Nirin l'chayra kimi yusarin. They seem to be extra. Why didn't you say just don't have? Don't have fake weights. Pedarsha Rabbi Seinu Zal, la'yilcha b'kischa mamon, matam mashum evan ve'evan. La'yilcha b'vescha tzrochecha. Right? Matam mashum efa efa. Meaning, if you're not going, what with darshaning is that if you're going to have these weights that are not on the up and up, then you're not going to end up with no money in your wallet, and you're going to end up with nothing that you need in your house. But if you're going to have proper weights in your house, then you'll end up with money. Meaning, if you're going to be legit, Hashem is going to take care of you. It's shtickle this week's parsha, Mishpatim. If you have it in your house, you're going to have everything's going to be taken care of. What should a person do if he wants to become wealthy? I heard nowadays that there's people that lots of people want to become wealthy. That's what I'm hearing out there, that such a thing. Yeah? So Yisav Yitin Be'emuna, that was a joke. Yisav Yitin Be'emuna, you have to do business Be'emuna, V'yivakish Rachman Misha Aisha Shaloi, and you should ask for Rachmanus from the person who is not a person, from the one who has all the wealth. Shanemar Li Kesef Li Azov. To me is Kesef, to me is Azov. Fine, test. Sarach Limda V'lishko Ba'ayin Yofa. When you measure, you have to do it generously. You should give extra, more than what you're supposed to. Shenemar efa shleima v'tzedek yiyaloch. Should be perfect. Ma tamalem v'tzedek. Amr Torah tzedek mishalcha v'ten loy. Be a tzedek from yours and give it to him. Right? Meaning you want to err on the side of caution. Make sure you're always in the plus column. Like this, you're not ripping somebody off. Tzarech limda yud, tzarech limda kiminiga medina, and the measurements have to be done based on what the custom of that country is, not necessarily Jews. V'lo yishan eklal, and don't change anything. Meaning, makom shenagu ligdosh, like when you take something from a deli or from a, you know, something that's weighed, right? So if it's a makom that they do heaping, meaning they pile it up, lo yimchak, then don't flatten it out. Even if the Ritzeach says, not the Ritzeach, the Lekeach says, the buyer says, level it off, I don't want as much, and I could pay you less. And if it's a place where you do it flat, don't do heaping. Even if the seller says he's fine with it, right? Because then you're adding money. So what's wrong? So what? As long as they both agree. So the reason that's a problem is because the Torah is very makbir and making sure the measurements are not messed up. Pentate takola, because perhaps there's going to be Somebody's going to trip up from this. Somebody watching is going to see them measure that way. And he's going to think that's the way to measure. And he's going to give it to somebody else, that same thing, who's not going to know the minig. And he will make a mistake. So it's misleading to others. So that's why you can't do this. The people in charge of the cities have to appoint what do you call it? Officers. That they go from store to store. And if they catch somebody with the measurements that are small, or a weight that's small, or if their scales are messed up, they have to hit him and to fine him, whatever seems fit in their eyes. It's, you got to make sure you have people going around to make sure people are legit. Yud beis. Also, you're not even allowed to keep a bad measuring thing in your store or in your house. Even if you're not using it, you can't leave it there. And if you do leave it in your house, even if you don't use it, you're over on a lav in the Torah. Right? The puzzle we just said before. You can't have them. You cannot have it in your house. Even if you're going to use the weight for a chamber pot, right? That's where, you know, you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Meaning you're not going to end up using that to weigh anything or to measure anything. Don't do it. Because perhaps somebody who doesn't know is going to come and is going to measure it. And if there's a minig in the city that you can only use weights that are specially marked, and these are not specially marked, and these are not marked off, then you're allowed to keep it, because nobody's going to be chosher you for using it, because they're going to say, hey, why are you not? Let's say you want to use these measures or these weights. So they're going to say, hey, where is you're using an unmarked one? It's not certified. So then they'll catch you. So that's why you don't, you can keep them in your house. Let's say somebody's looking to buy or to rent something, and whether it's land, whether it's real estate, or whether it's any items, whether they're buying it from a goy or from a yid, and they already equaled on a price. That's a literal translation, meaning they came to an agreement on the price. And before they finished a kinyan, somebody else came. And you know, this is unfortunately happens all the time. Before they made the actual kinyan, somebody else comes in and sweetens the offer. Nikra, Russia, he's called a Russia. All right? But if they still haven't agreed on a price, the meicher wants that amount and the koineh wants less, meaning they're in negotiations, then it is mutter for somebody else to come in and buy it. But also, and this is just a classic where if we would just behave ourselves, right? Then if we would all get together and we wouldn't outbid each other on houses, then the real estate price in the Jewish neighborhoods would be a whole lot better. Right? Fine. And you're not allowed to step over the boundary of somebody else, b'schiros batim v'kadayim v'kachavim from goyim. Right? Meaning you can't go you can't go kick somebody out of a rental. If you want to rent it for more money or something like that, you dalit. A nice and moist, like a very lick nice, like karka, I'm a taltalin. If somebody gives money to his friend to buy karka or metal, I mean, you say your friend's going to the grocery store, you say, hey, pick me up a loaf of bread. Then, let's say eggs, right? You send your friend to go buy you eggs, and then the friend realizes, you know, there's only one dozen eggs left and I need it, right? So now if he uses his own money, Harezer Ramai, it's not Osir, but he's considered a cheater. Right? Because what he did was not right. But if he used the guy's money If he used the guy's money, then meaning the person who sent him his money, then he's mechuyu litnei lo. He's mechuyu to give it to him. Afal pisha knoi latzmi, even though he bought it for himself, because he took somebody else's money and bought himself something with that. Okay, we will stop over there for that one.